to sing after the Sonics basketball game, or on an assignment on the weekend, or wherever it may be, and if our spirit is not in the proper attitude, and if our lives are not centered in Jesus Christ, and our motives are not pure, then it's all in vain. We might as well have stayed home. But I like the fact that Paul the Apostle and his particular team kept on going on for the Lord Jesus Christ. They were able to bring about such a work in the areas in which they labored and on the assignments on which they went, that the Bible says in the 23rd verse of the 19th chapter of Acts that about that time, the Christian community gave rise to a serious disturbance. Now, there are a lot of disturbances in our land today, young people, but the kind of disturbance that thrills my heart the most is that is given by young people such as yourself, who are going about in the communities of our land, preaching and sharing and witnessing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the kind of disturbance that will surely bring about eternal results. The other day, I went to the door of my home, and one of the sharpest young men that I know was at my door. It was the same day that about 50 of our student body was out in the Juanita area, going from home to home, and I thought, hey, this must be one of our students. And I thought, boy, this guy looks sharp. I'm just going to let him start in and really try to motivate me to become a Christian. He was as smooth as I have ever seen, and I could tell that he had really put all of his effort into it. He looked sharp. He talked fluently, and I was impressed until he pulled out of his attaché that he had with him, the watchtower. And I thought to myself, I really felt bad, because this fellow was so sincere in what he was doing, and out there endeavoring to communicate his philosophy and his ideology, and yet, in the final analysis, it's just not going to do the job. It is not going to meet the need, and it's just like the seven sons of Sceva, looking sharp, feeling sharp, but falling short. And so this morning I want us all to really dig into our various MIGs, and of course remember to pray for the gospel teams as they go out from week to week, and pray that God will, through us, bring about a serious disturbance. What do you say? A serious disturbance in this world for the Lord Jesus Christ. That through our ministry and through our lives, Christ will make an impact on those we come in contact with. Shall we stand together and sing the chorus, "Oh, to be His hand extended"?
Oh, to be His hand extended.